Happy Wife, Happy Life.
We're your hosts. I'm Kendall Landreth.
And I'm Jordan Myrick.
And we are two incredibly unqualified,
but deeply in love comedians who are here to help you with all things relationships.
And this week, we're answering your questions. We're getting advice about your exes with Soph Mosca. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Soph.
Hi.
Thanks so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Oh,
it's so, so exciting.
It is.
It is so exciting. You know, we went through the pandemic with you.
Amazing.
We've watched you dance for what feels like 100 years.
It feels like 100 years for me, too.
It really does. It's so wild to have you here.
Thank you.
So you, when did you start TikTok?
2019.
And that's where you started on?
Yes. TikTok, yeah.
And you were in high school?
No, I was in college.
In college, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was in college. My roommates were like, you should make dance videos. I was like, okay, sure. Downloaded the app and then.
How many videos did you make before one of them took off?
Like quite a few. I mean, I probably had it for a few months and was posting like once in a while. And then my very first video was so random. I was like hanging upside down in a door frame and it just like.
People loved it. They said, we want more of this.
Like, she's upside down. Yeah. Yay.
Fun. Okay. And then were you already out and identifying as a lesbian, gay, queer, whatever
yes,
at that point in time?
Freshly.
Okay.
Very, very freshly.
Okay. That's a big way to jump in because I feel like you kind of, I was not on TikTok for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry if I don't know any of the Hey Mama stuff that I'm supposed to know.
I hope you don't. I really hope you don't.
I do feel that I don't, and I don't want to like make it a goal to maybe learn.
Yeah, but
I that's a big thing to jump into. Like, I feel like you probably were on there as a fresh lesbian, and everyone was like, I want to marry you.
It honestly, though, it helped in a way.
Because,
so I'm originally from a small town in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And well, now it seems to be a lot more inclusive, but I feel like back when I lived there, like, no one was really out. There was a select few people, but it wasn't, like, commonplace to be out. And so when I did finally come out, like, I was still in New Hampshire, but I was in college, and, like, I wasn't necessarily, well, at first I was ashamed of it for sure, but that's, like, another story.
As we all were, yeah.
But I was, like, okay with it, but then seeing the internet be, like, excited about it and like want more of it, it honestly helped me like come out more.
That's so nice.
It was really special. Yeah,
the internet is evil.
Yeah.
And so it is nice to hear a story like that for where you're like, oh wait, the internet's kind of good.
Well, I think people forget because like you've always grown up in cities.
Yeah.
And I grew up in like a small town.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, people weren't even like, I graduated high school in 2017. And people were not gay. That was like not a thing. And like, I know for you, it's like you knew gay people all growing up. That was like, I knew one gay person is Ellen DeGeneres. Obviously did not know her personally.
You didn't know her. Yeah. You're being overly familiar.
And I was like, I remember there was one kid in my class whose mom started dating a woman and it was the talk of the fucking town.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, it was the biggest deal. It was such a, and it was not positive. It wasn't like a big deal in a good way. People were very like, you can't go to their house. And it was very dramatic. And that was so recent. And then I remember being a senior, I've talked about this before, but the freshman class came in and they were all like, we're pansexual and we're non-binary. And I was like a closeted lesbian and was like, wow, things are really changing, which is great. But it is just things change very fast.
Yes. Very fast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I feel like me, unlike Kendall, sorry, loser, but like me, you have a lot of exes.
Yes. Well,
that's normal. I feel like that's
you
normal
know what?
For a lesbian.
I mean, yes, I guess so for my age.
Yes.
For my age,
how many exes would you, like, say you have?
Three.
Yes. Okay. So that's actually not that many.
What about you?
I don't know. I feel like I have, like, 100. And I feel like I've been dumped 800,000 times.
You know what's so sad is that I feel like I'm, like, how many exes do I have? And then I'm, like, I feel like everyone I'm counting, I'm, like, would they consider that a relationship? They were probably, like, we were not dating.
That's what I wanted to know because I think there's so much of a spectrum of what people consider an ex.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
What to you is an ex?
Like an exclusive relationship for at least a few months. Like it has to be like we are girlfriend. It's official. And I mean, I guess if you're official, like then it's your ex when you break up.
Sure.
You know?
So just like two hot and heavy months.
I guess. Not an ex. I don't have like my relationship with women haven't been that short.
Got
it. They're official.
Sure.
But I guess I would still consider it my ex.
Okay.
If it's only been 2 months. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Are you like a? Because I'm kind of like a. I'm not a sleeping around type of gal. Mm-hmm. Do you? I wish I was. I always was like, I really want to be more cool, and I'll do like a one night stand, and then I would do the one night stand, and I would be like, I'm in love with you.
Right.
And they were like, no.
That's right.
What I'm looking for. Are you like? Do you like being in a relationship? Like, is that fun for you? Do you feel like you thrive?
I do. I love. I'm. very relationship oriented. Like, that's where I feel the most comfortable, mm-hmm. for sure.
I'm in the same boat.
Why do you think that is?
Anxious attachment.
And we're getting into it.
I used to be very anxious attachment. Yeah. I feel like I've improved a lot. I mean, I've like gone to a lot of therapy for it, but it was hard. It was very hard. But I do also think now that I'm secure, I still feel like I thrive so much in a relationship because I'm like, it's just nice to not be like, dating is not fun for me. Like, it's not fun at all. I'm like, I want to like come home and like read my book in the bath and like be like, I just know you're in there. I don't need to like be flirting and like trying to put my best foot forward all the time. Like, I can focus on things I want to do. Like, whereas I think some people, it's the opposite where they're like, well, I'm in a relationship, so I can't focus on myself. I feel like completely the opposite where I can like get into a new hobby or whatever. Like, that's nice for me.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, it's like the comfort of having just like that one person that's like always there, even though of course like you never know, but it's the comfort of it. Just like having them, even when you're not like physically with them, like you know that they're there.
And when you started dating women, was that first heartbreak very horrible?
So my first girlfriend, when we broke up, I was upset about it, but I wouldn't say that that was like a heartbreak. Like,
wow.
I was like, okay. Like, but I also think she was a lot older than me.
Sure.
And I was young and I like had just started social media and I was like, wait, like there's so much out there.
Yeah. You were getting a lot of attention.
I was. And so well,
Andrew probably like, winning that breakup so hard. Yeah.
I don't talk to her. I honestly haven't talked to her in years.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know. I was just like, I was definitely sad. Like, I'm sure I cried about it. But it's not, I don't look back at it like, oh, that one hurt.
That's good, though, because I feel like that's a lesbian stereotype. Do you identify as a lesbian?
I do, yeah.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to check. I'm, like, throwing that word around a lot. so I just wanted to check in. I think that's a huge lesbian stereotype of being, like, that first heartbreak is devastating.
Oh, my first heartbreak was so bad. And it's so funny looking back. I sometimes think I should, like, text my first girlfriend and be like, I'm so sorry for how I was acting. Because the whole time.
Absolutely not. I can't look her in the eyes.
She's too listening. I don't doubt it. But she was, like, she was that great. We were, like, 18. So it's, like, we were in a bad, it was a bad relationship. And we dated for, like, 4 months, which is so funny because I felt like I was, like, we are getting married. Even though they were, like, I'm not. Like, they had told me. They were like, I don't think I'll ever marry. I'm sure they're in a very different place now, but they're like, I don't think I'll ever marry a woman because, you know, they grew up in Florida. And they were like, my parents wouldn't like that. I probably will just marry a man. And I still was like, but me, you're talking about me. I will be the man you
I'm that
marry.
Man. Yeah.
And I was just so delusional. I was so obsessed with them. And I was like, we are in love. And they were so clearly looking back. It's like, they were just like dating me. They did not care. It was totally fine. And when we broke up, well, first of all, I broke up with them, but it was like a breakup where I was like, anxious attachment.
It was a threat.
It was a threat. I was like, well, I'm breaking up with you. And then I thought they were going to be like, no, I'll change all of my personality. And they're like, thank God you broke up with me. And then it was like 8 months of me being like, please take me back. And they were like, I'm in another relationship. Like, very upset. I was done. But I was unwell. And I don't think I'll ever go through a heartbreak like that. Mm-hmm. And I think I had a friend tell me during it, she was like, well, it's because you've never experienced it before. So your body thinks it's like dying, like truly. Mm-hmm. And that is how it felt. Because I don't even think I really, looking back, connected with that person that much. But I was like pulling over my car to like cry on the side of the road.
Yeah. Like, I remember after my first breakup, I woke up the next day and I have this like distinct memory of being in the car with my mom going to like Lemonade or something, like to get like, I don't know, whatever, like a seared tuna salad for lunch. And I remember being in the car and being like, the world just looks different today.
It's not as vibrant.
Oh my God. Kill me. Kill me, please. It's disgusting. I do want to know, normally we do a little recap of like this last week. Have you done any fun dating related things this past week? You can keep it vague.
Not this past week. No, because I was at home with family.
That's nice.
I was in New Hampshire. It was very wholesome.
I love that.
But the weekend before I left was, do you guys know what Futch is?
No.
Futch?
Yeah, so.
We're not cool.
You need to go. Is it really Femme Butch? Is it those words put together?
That's probably what it stems from.
I'm sure.
Okay. But it's a queer night at El Cid in like Echo Park area.
Okay. I'm familiar. I used to host a live comedy show at the El Cid.
Okay, you get it.
Thank you.
It was
us up against Flamenco Night. And let's just say that Flamenco Night really did well. It was like hard to get people to see us because Flamenco
Night.
Don't tell people that. Go to Futch. Ignore Flamenco Night. Okay, keep going. It's at the El Cid.
Yes, just a queer night there. It's just it's really fun music. It's like just like good throwbacky, trendy, like just really good music. Room full of lesbians. Oh, super fun.
That's fun.
Really, really awesome.
I really remember being like in sixth grade being like, it's so weird that my parents listen to the same music they listened to when they were in high school. Like, listen to some new music. And I am 24 years old and I already like only listen to these same 20 songs I listened to in high school.
Yeah.
And way worse than my parents were.
Yeah. So I'm like, if you play TikTok by Kesha, I'll take my top off. I don't care what we are. Like,
course.
There's no questioning about it. I'm also realizing this is so embarrassing. My comedy show wasn't at the El Cid. It was at a different place that had a similar name.
It was next to that. It was in the parking lot.
It was in the parking lot of the El Cid next to the taco truck. No, it was at a different venue, but I was like, I have to say this because
people
will fact check it and then come for me.
So you're also scared of the internet. Dating is so hard, and then dating on the internet is like a whole other thing. What advice? No one's asked us this, but if they are on the internet, what advice would you give someone dating on the internet?
You've already gotten to the question.
I don't think that's gonna be a question. Who's dating? It's very few people who are dating on the
internet. Mean like if you're like a celesbian?
No, if you're like okay.
I just heard that word for the first time.
Celesbian?
Yes. So I have recently infiltrated like the queer community in LA, right?
Okay.
And
by doing this podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Right now.
Thank you
guys.
And I was referred to as a celesbian. And I was like, I'm sorry, a what? A what now? Like, I had never heard that before. So that's
how did it feel?
I was a little bit like, wait, I don't really want to be one of those.
Why?
I don't know. That makes me feel like.
You seem very down to earth.
Thanks.
Yeah. You seem like you would not, like, you wouldn't, I feel like, and I understand this a little bit. Yeah. I get very uncomfortable when people are like, it's a hard interaction. I have told people this before. They're like, is it nice meeting fans? I'm like, of course it's so nice. Like, of course, very nice. But also that's like not an interaction that is normal or that you could learn how to do in a right way because it makes no sense.
Right. I'm always like, when fans come up to me, I'm always like, okay, wait, let me give them my full attention. Yes. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I freak out more than them, I feel.
And then by the end of you, because I always feel this, by the end, I'm like, they want to leave. Like, I have, I have like forced them to talk to me for like an hour and they're like, I literally just want to say hi, like, get away from me.
They're like, okay, bye. I'm like, wait.
We also always have this interaction where sometimes people will approach us and they'll look at Kendall or I or both of us and be like, are you?
And then it's like, what can I
and
say?
And just nothing.
That?
And Kendall and I are like, we absolutely can't be like, yes. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like, I don't know what they're going to say. And in my mind, I'm like, I'm assuming they're going to be like, oh, are you on Good Mythical Morning? Or like, are you, do you make the mom videos on TikTok or like whatever? But I don't know. So I just then look at them.
It's a long stream of like, well, do you go to the YMCA?
Yeah. We try to act like
library members. They're like, no.
Because people will be like, you look familiar. And I'm not going to be like, oh, I post online. So I'm like, oh, really? I don't know. Because like, what if they're like, oh, my friend is like friends with your friend. And then I'm like, right.
Right.
And you've been like, I'm famous.
Yeah. And they're like, I don't have a phone.
No, not that.
But you're a celesbian. What is it? What advice would you give to another celesbian?
Don't share anything. Share as little as possible.
So do you feel like sharing your dating life on the internet has been detrimental?
I wouldn't say detrimental, but it's been an experience.
Sure.
It's just made any feeling or experience or emotion greater than it would have been because it's not just my emotion I'm experiencing. It's everyone else experiencing it with me.
Yeah.
So it's like, it just makes everything feel larger than it really is.
Yes. Yeah. Does it make it feel better in any way, knowing you have people's support? Or does that still also kind of feel irrelevant because you also have people's hate, frustration, whatever?
No, it definitely helps. Like, because you have to – breakups just feel isolating. So any support you can get feels nice. So when, you know, you date online and then there's a breakup and then you are getting the – support from people online, like, it is nice to be like, well, I'm feeling this way, but look, I have this like support system behind me.
Yeah.
So I think it does help in a sense. Yeah.
Do you read the comments?
All of them.
Wow.
I shouldn't.
What does your therapist say?
Oh, I don't reveal that information with her.
Why is this?
You're like, I'll get into much trouble.
I need to talk to my therapist about how I'm like, I don't tell you anything that's wrong in my life. I literally just like come up with a thing that I've already figured out in my head. Uh-huh. And then I'm like, okay, great. We did a great session. Yeah. Bye.
It's like, I've already actually talked through this in my head, but I'm going to just share it with you. But the stuff that I actually need help with,
nothing. Yeah. Well, we just had a whole conversation about this, about reading comments. And I was, because I don't read comments. I think probably because I do like comedy online and I do characters. So it's often comments about like, their comments are not very interesting. They're not really comments about me, so it's kind of easier to not, like, care because it's just being like, ha-ha, this was – and I don't want to read that. But ever so often when I do read a comment, especially, like, we do this podcast together and we're engaged, and it's like, if I read a comment about Jordan seemed really this way in this moment, and I'm like, oh, interesting. I like would never have thought that in my entire life. And I think if I was reading that all the time, it would like really warp my brain.
Why aren't you defending me?
Because they're probably right. I was like, wait, Jordan was kind of rude.
Jordan
in that
hates
moment.
Kendall. Yeah, I saw that on one social clip where it was like, we were talking about like, I was talking about when you come home drunk and then you dance.
Oh, we saw the same one. That was the same.
Yeah,
one.
And I'm always like, you're always like, pay attention to me. And I was like, I'm filing our taxes or like whatever important thing I'm supposed to be doing. Kendall's like, but watch me dance. And then if I don't, she's like, you hate me. And people were like, wow, it does seem like Jordan hates her.
Oh, please.
That actually please. Is a problem.
Like, that was way too personal. I'm like, who do you think edits this podcast? Right. Like, I edit. And like,
following us around with a camera.
Yeah. But it is just so, it can really rot your brain. And I also think both ways too. Like, I don't want to read positive comments either. Because I'm like, yeah, when someone like comments and is like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. It's like, that's actually not true and also not like helpful at all. But so did you have that with relationships where you're like, people are hyping this up so much? Did that put like pressure on it?
Yeah, well, definitely my first public relationship. And I'm like, okay with talking about Avery. Everyone
knows Avery. We were not going to say it.
Everyone knows me and Avery. Like, yeah, I feel like with that relationship, we both had our own platforms, but we were known so just like for so long as Soph and Avery. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there was like this pressure of like, you have to stay Soph and Avery. And we didn't like talk about this pressure though. Like it wasn't like, we have to make a video together today. But it was like, oh, we need a video. Like let's do this one together. Like people will love it. So it was just like this pressure, like this weird extra part of a relationship that's like not human and like not normal.
Yes.
Gets like added to it.
Yeah. I always think about that with prank channels. I find them so bizarre. What'll be like a couple doing pranks and they're like bloody on the floor of their bathroom and they like have a camera up and I'm like, well, this person, they have a prank channel together and they have like 10 million followers. So this is their job.
It's their full-time job.
Obviously they're like planning all, like this would be, and if you're still falling for these pranks and if this really is genuine, like that person needs to be like, their brain needs to be checked out. They're like so gullible.
Right.
But I'm like, how are people like eating this up and what a weird relationship to have where you have to like, or the videos where it'll be like, I like put roses out for my girlfriend and I'm going to see her reaction, but they do it like every day. I'm like, that's such a bizarre relationship.
So bizarre.
Unless you're really able to separate it. But sometimes I'm like, are people like, did you find it easy to separate?
I mean, in a sense, yeah. Like we definitely had our separate. Well, actually, you know what it was? It was that what we shared online was very much what it was in real life.
Sure.
But there was definitely like that, you know, I don't know. That's just like such a weird concept to like be sharing parts of your relationship online like that. Like we shared a lot.
Yeah.
Like everyone honestly knew like most of everything while we were together. And then also when we broke up. So it was just like,
so
crazy.
Is there like behind the scenes fighting or fight? Like, do you like, cause I know some couples will just be like, we're fighting or like very publicly felt like y'all didn't seem like you had that. Was there like more, not in an abnormal way, in a very normal way that couples fight, like we argue all the time, but was there more of that? Did you guys keep that stuff private?
Yeah, we definitely didn't share like any adversities online for sure. We only shared like the good stuff, of course, but
I think that's good. I think there's this weird thing online now where it's like, share all of you. Like you need to be authentic with your audience. And I'm like, why?
That's
like,
not that's authenticity. A lack of privacy is not authenticity. And I say that as like, you know, I've been a comedian for a long time and a lot of what I've done in my career is like making jokes about myself and talking about myself and being a personality, but that doesn't, I don't know, like matter in terms of how authentic I am. A lot of the comedians you see talking about themselves or making stuff up and making jokes up, and I'm comfortable sharing things, but also like I should be allowed to have privacy because I'm just a normal person.
Yeah, for I guess inauthentic would be if we were like, we never argue, we never have issues, we're perfect, and then that's not true. But it's like, that is, I don't need to tell you what I'm arguing about. That's not helpful.
Right, of course.
Yeah, it's also like, I'm sorry, I don't want to watch a video of you and Avery arguing. I wanted to watch you guys do your little dance.
That's what I'm saying.
I wanted you to do an Aeropostale haul and a dance or whatever. Like, that's what I wanted to see.
You know, a video had a chokehold on me.
What?
I don't. I'm scared. Creeper too.
Oh God,
so.
Okay.
But I learned this dance via watching you do, because I like really, I'm a horrible dancer. Like genuinely, I'm a really bad dancer. But I really wanted to learn a TikTok dance, and I learned the one that was like, cut the check, bust it down.
Oh my God, you have been around for a long time.
And I was like, I have to learn this dance, and I learned it via you. And I literally remember, then I recorded myself, and it was horrible and unpostable. And then I like clicked out of it, and it was because I used your sound and it went back to you. And I remember being like, I've never felt worse about myself. I look like it was so bad. I was such a bad dancer. That's crazy
because that video is horrifying to me nowadays. I'm like, right. I can't look back at the old videos. I can't do
How far, like what's the furthest you can look back and be like, this is good. I'm glad. And then when does it start to become, oh no.
I would say I can look back to like August 2022 and be like, yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Beyond sure. that, I'm like, what is that?
what is that? But you were so young. I'm like, I think it would be at, because you were like 18 when you started.
I was like 19, 20. Yeah.
The things I would have posted on the internet if I had attention, you don't. It would have been so bad. I only had a Facebook when I was 19 and I posted a coming out video to my mom's friends. Basically, is only who it was. The most embarrassing thing I've ever done in my entire life. I have since deleted it. But
yeah.
I don't know what, if people were like giving me feedback, I would have been like, every day you're getting something. Well, crazy. And what
made it worse is that it used to be like you're supposed to be cringy on TikTok. Sure. Like that's like what everyone was doing. So it's like I really went in on that one. Yeah. Like
it's a different time. Hey, but it made you some money and I love that. I think that's so important. I'm like, if you look back on it, you're like, yikes, but it made you money. Can you be mad?
It's memories at the very least.
It's memories, it's dollars, it's, you know. Okay, let's get into some of the questions that our fans have about their exes. Amazing.
Are you good bringing them on your phone?
I'm good, yeah. I know, you hate doing it.
I hate having, I can't do two things. I get really like, what question are we on? I don't know.
I know, I'm sorry.
We asked our wonderful listeners.
And you?
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I was like, no them. if you have any questions about your exes, specifically, as if we have information on all their exes.
Yeah.
And if you want to
I've looked up all your exes, and I have
their addresses. Pictures as we answer the questions.
What we think about them. And if you have questions, you want to tell them where they can email?
Oh, that's so rude, because you're asking me to do it because you can't remember the email.
I have absolutely no idea the email.
I think it's hwhlpodquestions@gmail.com. It's on our link tree in our bio, though, so just go to Instagram and you'll find it there. Yeah. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This first question is, how long is too long after a breakup to keep checking up on an ex? Mm. So I'm assuming that like looking at social media, maybe doing a mild reach out. Like when should that stop after a breakup?
Ideally, immediately.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. However, realistically.
But honestly.
Realistically, give yourself like a month or so to just really be invested in them and their every move.
Yeah.
And then put the phone down. Like,
yeah.
It's eventually, like, at some point, you're just harming yourself way more than helping.
Absolutely.
Like, checking on them does nothing.
Yeah.
Just leave it.
Are you a block, unfriend type of person, or do you just have the willpower to not look?
I would love to be a block person because I don't want to see it. Because I want to close that chapter and I want to walk away for my own like healing and well-being. Mm-hmm. But I can't, because if I kindly blocked someone for my own good, it would turn into like drama online because people would check who I follow.
And that would bother you. You would not like that misinformation.
I would, yes, I don't. Like I learned from me and Avery's breakup, like I just, anything you do becomes drama with lesbian breakups online.
Of course.
So I would love to be a block person, but I just start following.
Can I ask, because I had heard one time on a podcast this lesbian talking about how she and her partner had been really private for a really long time. They didn't want to talk about the relationship, and she was kind of insecure at first about it, that she felt like she was being hidden. And then her partner was like, well, I was really scared in the beginning because if we ever broke up, like I would be tagged in photos of you and videos of you, and I would see edits of us like over and over and over again. And I don't think I could do it. Was that like very horrible for you?
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Even like I see people will make new edits.
No.
Of old relationships. Like they'll take really old videos, literally like 3-year old videos, and then like make new. And I'm like,
stop
it.
What
is happening?
Stop it.
Sorry, it's our listeners. They've been doing it.
Someone tell them to stop it. That's wild.
It's crazy. Or like just the like people will know that I've broken up with someone and then my whole For You page is edits, like sad breakup edits. And I'm like,
and does it affect, does it make you cry?
Not cry, but it is like I'm not looking at their stuff. I'm not talking to them. And then I'm scrolling and I'm like, like, I'm like, stab, because I see an edit on my For You page, and I'm like, I'm not trying to look at this.
That's also sick that TikTok is serving you your own breakup edits. It's that's like, disgusting.
Look at this. Look at
that's
this.
That's so horrible. Yeah.
It's so funny because I'm always like, what are therapists of influencers even saying to you? Because it's like, that's not, that is like, that. There's no psychology book that's like, here's how to get through a breakup.
There needs to be like people, new training right. for mental health professionals of how to deal with the internet. Because
that's great. Your brain is not supposed, that is so insane. Yeah, I also am always like, have these people been in a relationship before? Because I'll see the answer sometimes, is no. I'll see people like break up on the internet and then like a relationship from 4 years ago. Yeah, it's like an edit of them. And it's like, you can tell they still, or we see this all the time with like Justin Bieber.
Yes.
And Selena. Yes. And I'm like, have you been in a relationship? Like, are you still thinking about your ex from 8 years ago? Like, absolutely not.
Give
like,
it up.
And yeah, literally, you're not thinking about it, especially if you have a new partner. It's like, and if you are, that's not romantic. Like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, these people are not going to like, get, and if they get back together, that's great. But also like, they're not, it's not like this. Mm-hmm. Like any relationship I had from 5 years ago, I'm like, not thinking about that person.
No, for sure. Like there's even edits, like while I was in my most recent relationship, it would like started with Avery. And it was like me and Avery, and then it was like it would like transition and be like hot videos of my most recent ex-girlfriend, like, and I'm like, who in their right mind was like, yeah.
And then you're imagine like,
this
Avery
is so unwell.
Imagine that getting served to Avery as well, like what a mind fuck to be like watching videos of you and then you're and that's so wild.
And to be clear, you and Avery seem like you're on good terms.
We are on good terms. Yeah,
that's great. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's so nice. That leads us into some new questions.
Okay. How do you make slime?
Let me call her up. Okay.
Yeah we're trying to get her on the podcast. Great. People want to know, when is it acceptable to initiate contact with your ex? Mm-hmm. And is it normal to start being friends with them, to want to be friends with them? How does that happen? What's appropriate? What's inappropriate?
I feel like that's so subjective.
Absolutely.
Like, it really, really depends. I mean, I really feel like you need to be in a place personally where you're not, your feelings for them aren't like romantic anymore, which is like, you can't even necessarily guarantee that you're going to really ever get to that place where you're like okay with like putting the romance aside.
Sure.
But I feel like you need to be healed in a sense to even like welcome them back.
Yeah.
However, I'm a hypocrite because when Avery and I became friends initially after everything went down, I definitely wasn't healed yet. And in a weird way, being friends with her healed me.
Yeah.
So it's so subjective. And I feel like you really have to just look, like you have to look within yourself. Like really be like, am I okay to welcome this person in? And am I okay with being hurt by them again?
Yes.
Because you're putting yourself in that position.
Yes. I have a question about that. Feel free not to answer this. But when you and Avery started being friends again, were you not healed personally, like, I'm not healed, I still have hurt? Or were you like, I want to get back together? Because I think that's a big differentiation for people of like, when maybe is a good time to reach out.
Definitely different. Yeah. No, I was hurt by what I had gone through, but what I had gone through had made me lose feelings for her in that way.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So you weren't like, we're going to be friends again, but I still want to try to get back together.
Right. Yeah. We never like had that like, oh, are we going to get back together thing. It was very like,
that's it.
It's hard to come back from that.
What happened?
What happened?
A lot happened.
Yeah.
Personally, professionally, a lot happened.
Yeah.
And it's hard. But I totally understand how it's easy to lose, especially like, I don't know. I feel like for me, if you really broke my trust, I feel like I would lose a lot of romantic attraction to you, because that is something that's so attractive to me, is being able to trust you and feel comfortable with you.
Yeah.
So if you did something just like totally out of character, I'd be like, ew, I don't want to date you anymore.
I also think it's so different, because like you said, I think it's also like, if you've grown some, I think it's so hard in your early 20s, because there is so, people be like, 2 years, that's such short, but it's like, what I was like at 21 is like, oh my God, so different from where I'm at 24.
Yeah.
And I think as you get older, it kind of slows down a little bit, but your brain is literally like fully developing. Mm-hmm. But I do think if someone's older, I could see more being like, oh, we can be friends now.
Right.
But sometimes I'm like, I don't need any more friends. You know what I mean? I'm like, I have friends. I don't want any more friends. So whenever I've had an ex who's like, well, we should still be like, let's still like check in. Like I've always been like, it's just not worth it for me, because I can find other friends, but I don't need to like put myself through this feeling.
Yeah.
But if it's a long time, but I think sometimes people will be like right after a breakup, be like, I've heard people be like, we'll get through the breakup together. And I'm like, it feels like you're just elongating the breakup.
Yeah. I think, like, whenever I'm going through a breakup at first, that's what I want. I'm like, oh, I want it. Like, we're the only ones that understand it. Like, but it's not smart. It's like.
Yeah. Well, because it's just still dating.
Of course.
It's just like, let's get through this together and yeah. we'll also have sex sometimes. Or, like, it's like, that's just dating. Yeah. That's just working through a problem together. Uh-huh. Okay. The next question is, what do you do if it has been months and you still have some of their stuff and they still have some of yours?
Throw it away.
Okay, and you're okay with them throwing away your stuff?
Yeah, I mean, if it's been months, like, you just can't. It's like, it's also like, don't let them know you're still thinking about, I don't know. It's just like, you got rid of it a long time ago. Like, you don't need to, I don't know.
Like, I guess if it's like their grandma's ashes, that maybe you know, so. Like, oh, I need to.
Yeah,
like,
if your ex left her grandma's ashes at your you house, know, like, yeah, you should
maybe,
reach out.
Yeah. I think, though, if it is something important, like, maybe you don't even have to personally deliver it. Like, reach out to their friend, maybe.
Yes. You know? Have your friend and their friend do a little handoff.
A little switch.
Or just, like, leave a box outside their front door. Like, for me, I'm kind of just, like, hey, like, immediately after the breakup. Mm-hmm. Don't hang on to things. Mm-mm. My friend Reka taught me this. And she was like, don't hang on to things in hopes that you might get back together. Mm-hmm. Because if you do get back together, which some people do, and that's great, and that's fine, and that's awesome, mm-hmm. you will acquire new things.
You can buy a new toothbrush for them. You don't have to
Or you can keep, you know, that, like, stuffed animal they gave you. Like, they'll get you another stuffed animal if you get back together.
And why would you even want to remember that?
Exactly. Like, it's like, if you hold on to those things, you will just have them as a reminder of, like, the before and then the breakup and whatever. It's like, if you get back together, you'll get new things. So just get rid of those things. So I'm like, the day you break up, just be like, hey, I'm going to drop a box of your stuff at your house.
Mm-hmm. And just do the same for me. So for real with yourself, because it's like, I feel like some people go through breakups and they're just finding these smallest excuses to like see the person do the thing. And it's like, well, I have to go see him because I have to get my hair tie from him.
Like, I found a sock under my dryer. Is that yours? Should I swing by?
It's like, no, just be real. Yeah, for real with yourself.
I think, though, if it's like something that's super sentimental to you, like if it was a gift or a note or something and you're like, that's a memory. Like, I have a box. Yeah.
So do we.
Just like, it's just, I don't dare open it, but it's there and it has the memories and like, I'm not going to throw them away because like that was special at one point to me and like it still is, but like, I'm not going to actively look at it.
Yeah.
So I think if you're not going to give something back and you don't want to throw it away, tuck it away at least so that you can't see it.
I have a personal question. I have a piece of jewelry that I was given by an ex a long time ago. I do not want it. It is ugly. I do think maybe it has diamonds in it.
I want to see it. What? Sell it.
But where? Where do I take it?
A pawn shop?
That's the only place?
Maybe. I actually have no idea.
Do you want to keep either. It?
No, I want to get rid of it, but I don't know where to take it.
But you think it's worth a lot of money?
I don't think it's worth a lot of money, but I'm like, if I can get like
this, we've had some months where we could have used this.
Well, I'm like, listen, if I can get $40, let's go to the Cheesecake Factory. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Okay, pawn shop is the... Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay, all right.
And maybe we'll end up on Pawn Wars or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Pawn Stars.
That would be so crazy if you were watching Pawn Stars and then you saw your ex come in trying to sell something you own. That
absolutely.
Would be so crazy.
What do you do when you see your ex often, aka out at lesbian bars, is what this person said. Oh. But I think this is relatable to straight people too.
I would cry. I don't see my exes often.
Okay.
I really don't.
I feel like that makes sense into the social media world where it's kind of like you have to be very intentional. Like most people don't see each other ever.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd handle that. Especially like so fresh after a breakup.
Yeah. You're all at Futch. What happens?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Soph has a panic attack on this episode.
It would ruin my night.
Would you just leave probably?
I would probably leave, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I can think of situations where I did run into exes and I do leave.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I would, well now, it's different now because I'm engaged to you. So I think normally I would just be like, hi, how are you? If I saw them and
we were
chill.
Yeah, if you were there and you ran out crying, I'd be like, maybe we should talk about this.
Yeah. Because I'm not fresh off any breakup. So I would just be like, hey, how are you? Or just like not speak to them if we like weren't like friendly or whatever. But I do think in the past, right after a breakup, I would be like, I'm going to the center of the dance floor. And I'm like, just like touching my breasts and dancing and like being really sexy, being like, God, I'm going to show them
what you missed out on.
They left 30 minutes.
I know. Yeah, they're not there, but I'm just like twirling my hair and like looking around, being like, they're here somewhere and they see me.
I went through my first breakup in acting school and it was horrible because the teachers at acting school famously are very toxic and upsetting and just not nice people. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And if they knew you went through a breakup, they would like pair you and that person together to do like a love scene.
Yeah,
and
wait, you went to college for dance.
Sort of, yes.
Did they not do that stuff?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. They make you do a contemporary dance. Yeah. Some really dramatic love song. They literally, it never happened to me, but I had a friend who and her boyfriend broke up and then they paired them together from a scene, I think from Angels in America.
Probably.
Something where they were like,
we were all in love
and they were like, I cheated on you. Yeah. And then it was like really dramatic and both of them were crying. And I was like, this is, feels like cheating because both of them got a really good grade. And I was like, that was not acting.
That's not acting.
Like,
right.
I'm having to do it with James, this random guy that I had, that no sexual, I'm a lesbian and I'm having to do it with him. And I'm getting a bad grade because I can't, like, I don't want to have sex with him.
Right.
Very unfair, but just very hard to see your exes.
Yeah.
It's hard, like, we work with them sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, like, that,
I'm shocked you don't see them more. I feel like the LA lesbian community is so small.
It is. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't matter if I ran into Avery. We'd be like, we'd like show up together. But I don't.
Are you a homebody?
Yes.
I am too.
I am. Most recently, though, I've been out on the town.
Okay.
She's on the route.
I've been on the route.
Butch, watch out.
Yeah. I've been to every Butch since I found out what it was.
I love that.
So too.
Okay.
But yeah, I genuinely, I mean, I've run into my ex's friends and left because I was like, that was very soon after the breakup, but I was like, too much.
Does it feel like triggering to you personally, or does it feel like drama? Are you like what is the impulse to leave? Because I would literally never leave, which maybe is my toxic trait. So I'm just curious.
I think it would be partly drama.
Okay.
Like it would be, especially like within queer spaces, like if me and my ex are in the building, there's going to be a video and it's going to turn into something.
Sure, sure, sure.
But aside from social media, like it's going to ruin my night because all I'm going to be doing is, are they looking at me? What are they, who are they talking to? Right, like, so I'm out. Like, I'm not going to ruin my own night.
Do you, are you wanting to work to a place where you're like, oh, I don't care what's posted about me on social media. I can just like live.
That doesn't exist.
I'd love to be there. I don't foresee that for myself, it's but I would
impossible.
Love to.
I think that would be such an unrealistic. Sorry, so, Kendall asked you this question. And I'm answering it for you, but I am like, Kendall, cut her some slack.
I couldn't do it. I'm not saying you should do it. I'm just saying I couldn't do that. But I think some people, it's like, because if I know some celebrities, like we had Amber Rose on one time and we were talking to her about how like, she obviously went through a public breakup and she was like, yeah, I mean, like everything that's online is like fake or like made up or like people will say to the tabloids, like this happened and it just like straight up didn't happen.
But is she is from a different point in fame where like now it's so hard to be famous without having such an unbelievable parasocial relationship with people on social media, which I think I'm like, yeah, I think I could be like George Clooney and not care what people think about me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I could be a multi-millionaire movie star who lives in a mansion behind a wall and like not care what people think.
We talk about this all the time where it's so weird. I don't know if you relate to this, but it's kind of like social media is so bizarre because you're given so much exposure. You're given so much, like people know you, you go out and you get recognized. People want to talk to you, like all this, but you're not making like, obviously we're very lucky to like make good money doing what we do, but we're not making like the level of money that we could hire security or like live in a house with security or like live in, but we still have like a lot of things that come with that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a relationship would feel similar where it's like, we can't really have privacy because we're also just like normal people going out and doing stuff.
Right.
But at the same time, like,
but I'm not rich enough to make it where I'm like, it's fine. I don't need privacy. You know, I'll create my own privacy. Right. I'm like, Kendall and I still have to walk our dog outside of our apartment building where like people can drive by and see us.
And it is scary. Like we've had, I've walked my dog and my dog's my videos. Sometimes people come up and be like, oh my God, I love your videos. And then I have to like walk into my apartment and be like, this
you know
is
where
my
I'm
house.
Now. Yeah.
Not that I think anyone's going to do anything bad, but it is just like, oh, that is a hard part of being on social media.
That did happen to me one time. I had a follower come up to me right outside my old apartment building. Amazing encounter.
Yeah.
Incredible encounter. But I was like, oh my God, that was right outside where I live. Yeah. Like, that's a little spooky.
Yeah. Well, and you're like, they seem chill.
But who knows?
I hope. Yeah. Just like, I don't know.
Right.
So yeah. I think that's hard. Sure.
No, I'm not saying you should. That is like impossible to me. I'm just like,
leave
is that-
her alone.
I'm so mad. Jordan's like, how do you? No, I just could not do that. But I do think it's like, I would just have, but I know so much false. Mm-hmm. Basically, I'm just impressed because I feel like you don't even comment on a lot of drama. But if I was going through a breakup and someone was like on social media being like, well, I know Kendall did this, I would have to make a video and be like, so here's part 62 of I did not do that. And here's what actually happened.
Right.
Like, I would be so, so I just feel like that is so hard.
I do feel like though, like, silence is so loud in a good way.
Yes.
And this is cliche, but like actions speak so much louder than words. So like, although a lot of false narratives get put online, like people can still see through. Like,
sure.
If I don't know. I just feel like if I went online and I start just like blasting all the tea and the drama, like it's not, it's just going to start more drama. Yeah. Like if you're silent about it, like people will just read into whatever they want to read into and fill in their own blanks.
Yeah.
But then they'll get over it and you're not like feeding them more. Right.
I think that's smart. I think that's really smart.
Yeah.
Is it okay to date my best friend's friend's ex? Became my roommate after the breakup.
Are they close with their friends?
I actually don't think this matters at all. Do whatever you want.
Best friends. Friends.
Who cares?
Wait, let me try to like put it into my life. Best friends, friends. No, it doesn't matter. What?
Who cares? Who even is that?
Yeah, I don't think that.
Are they your friend?
Yeah, the web is there anyways. The lesbian web is there. Like, that makes sense. That adds
maybe
up.
If you're straight, but I don't even think then.
No, I feel even like then, I don't care.
I've dated my best friend's friend's ex.
I definitely have.
Yeah. I've dated my best friend. Yeah. That's normal. No, I think it doesn't matter.
That's okay.
Once if I have to read the question more than once to understand your relationship to this person, you can date them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. They turned out to be a shit person, but the sex was A++. Is mentally reliving it often weird?
Often.
Reliving the sex?
Yeah, like, while mentally, even though they're a bad person.
Like, I mean, do your thing.
Yeah.
Like, no one has to know.
That's very true. That's not the worst thing people fantasize about. I would tell you that.
Yeah, Kendall, I guess that's true. I guess there are much worse things you can fantasize about.
I mean, it's just in your own head. I'm like, I guess that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Who cares?
I guess it depends on how bad they are.
I feel like a lot of people fantasize about having sex with celebrities, and I feel like celebrities are some of the worst people you'll ever meet in your life.
Yeah, no, that's so fair. Yeah.
Have you ever fantasized about a celebrity?
I'm sure.
Sierra.
Yeah.
Who's like your celebrity obsession that you would fantasize about?
Tate McRae.
Very good. Another dancer.
Another dancer.
Wow. You guys would dance together so beautifully.
We would actually marry together beautifully.
Wow. Yeah. Tate McRae, we know you listen to this podcast.
Tate McRae, if you ever want to date women, actually.
Oh, she's straight.
I think she's straight.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Tate.
Yeah. What do you think?
Tate. Come on.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think of my exes.
Stop it. Stop that.
I don't think I have many. I was just trying to think of who they even were. Mm-hmm. I feel like it is really hard when you're young, though, where you're just like, I feel like when I was young, I was going on so many dates. Mm. I feel like now there would be more exes. You had a lot of like serious relationships. I didn't really have.
Not a lot, but I think I had.
Yes, you did. You had like four long-term relationships.
No. I had three long-term, long-term relationships. Like one in high school, one in college, one after college.
Okay.
And then some other people that I didn't date for as long.
Sure.
Okay. But that's like it's not that crazy to have like a high school boyfriend. No,
I mean,
I
dated boys.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I never did.
But, like, I don't really even... Nah.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. It's fine. You gotta suss things out, you know?
As exes, were you ever like, oh, why don't I care very much? Or, like, where did you care?
It was odd because, like, I can think of this one boy, and he was so sweet. Yeah. We broke up, and I was sad because, like, you know, you miss, like, the person. But I more so, like, felt bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, he's sad. Like, he was so sweet. But I wasn't like... Oh, I really am sad about him.
Yeah. That's how I never really dated, but in middle school, I had a boyfriend, and I remember sending my friend to break up with him for me.
Classic.
And I remember my friend's mom sat me down and gave me like a really harsh talking to him. Was like, that was really unkind. And I remember just not understanding because I was like, I don't care.
Yeah, no,
like,
I don't
this
care
breakup wasn't
all.
A big deal at all.
You're like, I'm a lesbian. Like, why are you talking to
me? But
she
at was
all?
Like, well, he was really upset. And I was like, he was? Like, I like couldn't comprehend that he had any feelings. I was like, we're dating because he was like my friend. Like, we're still friends now. Like, I don't really understand the difference.
Right.
Very bizarre.
Right. Embarrassing. Okay. This person said, I unfollowed my ex on all social media when we broke up, but I'm nosy and desperately want to know what she's up to. Is it weird to ask a friend to stalk her social media for me and get some intel?
I think it's so normal.
I think it's fun.
Yeah. I actually get so mad when I used to have an ex and I would have I'd be like, hey, can you like see what they're doing on their Finsta? And they'd be like, I don't think that's good. I don't think that's appropriate.
Yeah. You should not be friends with them
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. There's been times too where like I haven't been snooping, like I haven't been looking, and then I will decide to. And I'll see that my ex has been posting like some sus things. Sure. I'm like, and then I'll tell my friends about it. They're like, oh yeah, we saw. And I'm like,
hello.
Why don't you tell me?
So you want them to tell you.
Yeah. Like, okay. I'm like, you gotta tell me if someone's saying stuff on my name. Like, I want to
know. Oh, about you?
Or just like things that are like indirectly about me or something. Yeah. It's like, I want to know. Like,
that's what's so hard about TikTok is that literally every trend, if you're single, if you're dating someone, whatever, it's always like when a girl walks by me and I'm like, yes, but then I'm like, no. And then they're just like dancing to a song and you're like, huh.
Who's that about?
What could this mean?
I saw there's a lesbian couple going through a breakup right now.
Who is it?
to be honest, I don't know their names. I'm not my truth. But they're going through a big breakup. And one of the girls keeps posting these like sounds that are very, and it'll be like a caption that's like,
I know who you're talking about.
Gosh, it'll be like,
we'll tell you after we stop recording.
It'll be like a POV. You're not dating someone anymore who makes you feel like garbage or something like that.
And they'll be like, is this about so-and-so?
And she'll be like, no, it's not about that person. I'm just generally talking. And I'm like, that is so fucked up. Like, you can't do that. It is so weird. And so I feel like sometimes on social media, I'm like, you either have to say nothing or you can just go all out. Mm-hmm. But what people will do these kind of, but I think it's so hard because also it's, and I don't know if you struggle with this, but it's like your job. So it's like also, I know for me, every day I'm like, what the fuck am I going to post? I got to post something. Right. So when you're going through a breakup, it's like, are you ever just like, well, I know this would do really good. It's so good, let me get in there.
Right. Well, I feel like the thing about me and my content is like, if I'm not posting about like girls or relationships, I'm probably going through a breakup. Like, because if I'm avoiding it at all costs, it's because I'm trying to like, I don't even want to post anything that could be like remotely like, oh my God, they broke up.
Yeah.
But then like recently I've been like, because people like that content.
They do.
You know, just like breakup content or like just the relatable stuff. So I've just been putting disclaimers in the caption, like not about real life. And like, it's not genuinely. So I'm just like, this is not shade. Like I've had like putting disclaimers.
Is it really not shade at all?
Genuinely, this most recent breakup, which I'm like, hey, haven't said that out loud. Nothing has been direct at all.
Yeah. That's nice. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
So hard. You're so healthy. You're so.
Yeah.
I think I'm not in my journal.
That's good. That's healthy. That's good.
I feel like I would be like, if my numbers, if I like, which you're always just killing it, but if I ever like was like, I don't know what to post today, I'd be like, well, I'm going to post a part 20 story about my last breakup, and that'll get the creator fund really geared up.
Or like, should we break up?
Yeah, for me. That is hard. Is that all the questions?
Those are most of the questions. Oh my gosh. Do you have any questions?
I feel like I've been asking them as we go.
I know.
I just think it's so hard. I think social media is so fascinating, and like, this is kind of a first way. Obviously, people have been on social media for so long, but I do feel like with TikTok, and maybe it was like this with Vine, I don't know, I wasn't on Vine, but there's so many people on social media, and there's just such a different world is building, even with like brands and all that. Like the landscape is just changing so much. And I think relationship, like couples on TikTok and Instagram are such a, like, they're full agencies that like represent them. Like, they're a huge thing. And it is so fascinating to me. And I'm like, behind closed doors, that must be so hard sometimes.
Yeah.
It's interesting. But like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, it sucks. Like, genuinely, it's awesome. Like, it's such a cool experience. And, like, being part of, like, I wouldn't say the first wave of, like, public internet lesbians, but, like, one of the first is really cool.
The first TikTok wave.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool to be part of because it's, like, I mean, it's queer history in a sense. Like, it really is.
Yeah, so
it's
absolutely.
Cool. I mean, 100%.
I want to know, were you and Avery represented by the same management company?
We always have been, yeah.
That's so interesting.
How
it's
was
called
that?
Lesbians. It's called Florida Lesbians Media.
Yeah, exactly.
They produce Tampa Bay's and they represent the two of you.
Which I'm like, how come there isn't like a current?
Why can't we get a second season of Tampa Bay's?
Me and my manager joke, we're like, we should have started a reality show like last year.
It sucks because I know you would be on it and I know we would not be asked to be on it. And that does hurt. It does hurt.
It's hard. It is hard.
No one wants to know.
If it gets pitched, I'm going to say no unless you guys
can
be on it.
Thank you so much. You're like, you'll have to have a separate camera at their house of them just making dinner and like watching Love is Blind. And they're like, nobody wants to do that.
Yeah. I'll start drama.
Yeah,
I'll start drama to be on TV.
Just start fighting.
Come on. We both went to acting school. We could do it.
Oh my gosh.
So was that weird when you were going through your breakup, both being represented by the same company? And did you have unfinished brand deals you had to post after you broke up?
I think there was like maybe one, but it was like, I don't even think that we had publicly broken up. Like, I don't think people knew that we were broken up yet when it was posted. But it actually wasn't that weird.
Okay. Yeah.
The only thing that was weird about it was when my ex was getting canceled online and like, there was just so much drama. And so, like, my manager was, like, helping her through that. But, like, it was also, like, I see Soph's really hurt. Like, I'm sure for him it was really, really odd being, like, okay, I need to help one of them with their career because their career is like on a slippery slope right now. Yeah. And then the other one is not okay mentally.
Yeah.
So, well, actually, we both weren't. But like, I'm sure it was weird for him to like. But for me and Avery, like, at least from my point of view, it wasn't really ever weird that we were in the same management, except when there was an event that our management put on. And everyone involved in the situation was all present.
Sure.
Didn't expect that. Really caught me off guard.
You weren't told?
I didn't. I was not told, but I also did not ask. And it was just a situation where a lot went down, and it was just a
Well, it's hard because you're also probably like, well, I'm trying to be professional. But it's like, what other professional setting is it like, well, your ex and her new partner, whoever, is showing up and you're not supposed to know. It's like that, and all everyone in the office also knows all the drama.
Yeah, it's like that's not happening if you work at Bank of America together.
Right.
You
it was like I walked in and everyone was like, and everyone was like, like it was like
awkward. Wow. That's very stressful. Yeah. I do remember when I had heard you guys broke up, the first thing I thought was, wow, they still have probably brand deal contracts that they have to like do together.
We also though like didn't have many joint brand deal things.
That's healthy.
So like I don't think I think there was like one I posted where I mentioned her name in the video, but that was like the only thing that got posted after the fact.
I feel like you guys had a really separate like you had like separate content. Which
I think you're like separate people, which I think is great.
I think just like in a relationship, if it's like codependent, it's like, well, could it not exist if you guys weren't together? And I don't think either of you had like content that's like, well, what would it even be without, which there are couples on TikTok that I'm like, that is so wild. It's like they really are just like, here's everything about us and what we're going through in our journey with fertility and all of that. And you're like, man, that is so hard.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I'm so, you're doing such a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Do and we have to go to, what's it called?
Futch.
Futch.
We have to go. You have to take us to Futch.
Uh-huh.
Futch.
Futch. Kendall. Oh my God.
I mean, it French.
Futch.
Kendall. My friend calls it Futch. And I'm always like, it's Futch.
It's Futch because it's, I think it's Femme Butch. Comment if I'm wrong, but I think it's like Femme Butch.
Gotta be.
Right?
I don't know. You're asking the completely wrong person.
That's true. You don't know
anything. Have you ever been to gay astrology?
No.
Oh, gay astrology is fun.
What is that?
It's like another, it's like a gay...
It's like another like gay dance night. And it's each one is a different like astrology theme. And if it's your sign for that month, you get in for free.
What's your sign? Gemini.
So it's coming up.
Yeah.
Right? That's exciting. I love that. And I should have guessed. I love Geminis. People really hate them.
People hate them.
My best friend Colin is a Gemini. And I just get along with them really well. I'm not into astrology, but I just know that people hate Geminis.
I think it depends on your sign, because I feel like people who hate Geminis in the same way that like people who hate Capricorns.
Sure.
But like if you're a person who's compatible with a Gemini, because I have always only loved Geminis.
Yeah.
Capricorns, don't get me started.
I don't want
my grandma and my ex-girlfriend. Both rude.
The two worst women in your life. Yeah. Your grandma and your ex-girlfriend. Okay, and do you have anything professionally coming up? Things you want people to keep a lookout for?
Where can they find you?
Oh my gosh.
Where can they find you?
I mean, I'm just kind of cruising. Nothing's too crazy coming up in the works.
Great.
Just doing my thing. But just at Sof Mosca on everything.
Incredible.
Yeah.
A treat.
Yeah,
a treat.
Incredible.
And you have such a cute dog. I was looking at your Instagram today. I was like, what? And I was showing Jordan your dog because that's like my dream dog.
Well, you didn't show me. I knew the dog.
Yes, but I was like, this is the dog I want.
Yes.
What's their name?
Augie.
Very sweet.
So cute.
He's my rat. Yeah,
is he? He's a Iggy.
Yeah.
That's like my. I've always wanted. Jenna Marbles used to have.
Iggy, that's where I first saw them.
Really? I was like, one day I have to. They look so cute. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And we do have to ask. I'm sure that people want to know.
Yeah.
Are you single?
I am single.
All right. Okay.
Leave her join alone. Our Patreon for join her number.
Yeah, join her Patreon.
No, go to Futch.
Join. You can only go to Futch if you join our Patreon. But yeah, well, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Yeah,
this was so wonderful. I was like, she is either going to be the meanest person I've ever met or the nicest person I've ever met because she's like a very beautiful TikTok dancer. I'm like, there's no in between. You're literally the nicest person I've ever met.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, our last guest, Sof came in when our last guest was in and she was like, who is that?
She was like, should I leave? She seems famous.
And then we were were like, that stuff. And she was like, and what's your deal? She does beauty content. And we were like, she doesn't talk like this also. I don't know. I'm making her like a this weird, rough man. Yeah. She was like that. But then she was like,
she's like, who was that?
Yeah. She was like, and she had a gun. It was crazy. She was like, beauty content. I was like, well, she's a lesbian. And she was like, she's a lesbian. Oh my. So very excited. So you got one fan.
You got a new fan today.
Amazing.
Yeah. And we were already fans. So, you know, if you're not already following Soph, go follow Soph. Totally. Obviously, but I'm sure you're all already following.
And if you are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you get your podcasts, please make sure to rate, review, join our Patreon for an extra episode and other little things all throughout the month. And thank you so much for listening.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.